We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, my old man is up to some new tricks. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I have been married for 25 years, and we have a beautiful blended family. We worked hard to provide a great life for our children, and we put them all through college. Now that our last child has left home, we are finally empty nesters, so we decided to downsize on our house so we can travel and do the things we enjoy. We found a nice, much smaller house, and my husband handled all of the financing and paperwork. After we closed on the house, I found out that my name was not on any of the paperwork. So it is my husband's new house, but I did not make a big deal out of it. Shortly after we moved in, my husband started to change, and I saw a side of him that I had never seen before. He has started coming and going as he pleases, and he stopped wearing his wedding ring. He often sleeps in his man cave all night, leaving me in our bed alone. He has a cell phone on him at all times, and he barely talks to me now. He goes to a jazz club every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night, and he goes to the casino once a week and spends hours there. Oh, and I failed to mention that he is 69 years old. I am a Christian woman, and I'm trying to do the right thing in my marriage, but I feel like I need to leave this man in his new house with his new ways. Do you think he has another woman? Maybe he wants to move me out and move her in. What do you think I should do? Please help. Well, I got to commend you on, being able to work hard and put all of your kids through college. That is quite a feat for you guys to be able to do that and to say that. And to answer your other question, do I think he has another woman? Yes, I do think he has another woman. I think that for sure. His changed behavior is a clue. And the fact that he is 69 years old obviously means nothing to him or her. He is behaving as a single man. And my question to you is, why haven't you said anything? Why have you let it go on to this point? When you found out that your name wasn't on the house, you should have spoken up right then. You should have said something immediately. What are you doing here? I see that you let him do all the financing and take care of everything because you trusted him, and probably that's what you guys have been doing for so long and you had nothing to worry about in the past. But yeah, that's a problem. And listen, you mentioned that you're a Christian woman and you're trying to do the right thing in your marriage. Just because you're a Christian woman, it doesn't mean that you have to be a doormat or anything like that. You have to let him know that this is disrespectful and he can't disrespect you like this. You have to speak up. You have to find your voice and tell him that what he's doing is wrong and to get your name on that house. And if he wants to leave, he can leave, or you can put him out. You can do these things, okay? Just because you're a Christian woman does not mean that you just have to lie down and take it. Steve?
Well. Player. Mm. All right. Been together, been married 25 years. You know, beautiful blended family. Provided a great life for the kids. They're all in college. Everybody out of the house now. So y'all figured y'all empty nesters, so you was going to downsize. So now y'all done downsized, moved into a smaller house, so y'all can have money to do all the stuff you wanted to do. He handled all the financing, and after we closed, you found out that your name wasn't on it. Now, so my husband has his new house. Shortly after you moved in, you noticed the change. Now, let's just start right here. Mm-hmm. Now, let's go down to the bottom of the letter. You said, do you think he has another woman? Shirley says yes. Well, let me show you some stuff. He don't wear a ring no more. Mm-hmm. He stopped sleeping with you. He stay in his man cave all the time now. He got his cell phone on him at all times. And he go to a jazz club every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Ain't that much damn good music.
That's right, Steve.
It just really, man, the same jazz club every Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Or is he telling you it's a jazz club? See, that's what it sound like to me. Sound to me like he told you it's a jazz club. I don't think he's going to a jazz club. I think he do have somebody else. I think he told the woman, I'm going to get you a place to stay. I'm going to get us a house. That's what he told her. I'm going to get us a house. So now I can almost guarantee you she has seen the paperwork on the house. He done told her he just buying time. Got to get these kids out. Then it's going to be me and you. You see all this. And he ain't at the jazz club. He at her house. About 70 years old, go sit down and watch the same damn jazz band every damn night.
He's 69.
Ain't that 70?
All day.
Same damn jazz band. When we come back, I'm going to show you what you ought to do.
Let's recap for the people.
Okay. Here's this woman. Been married to this man 25 years, beautiful blended family. Put the kids in college. They're all out there empty nesters now. Life is good. Downsize, smaller house, so y'all can travel and all of that. Right? Okay, cool. Now, all of a sudden, he don't sleep with you no more. All of a sudden, he don't wear his ring no more. All of a sudden, he got a cell phone on him at all time. He done put the house in his name, not yours. And he had the jazz club every Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You ain't on the paperwork. This is what's called a night move. Working on a night move. This is a night move. And he done it. He done started coming and going as he pleases. And he go to the casino once a week and spends hours there. He ain't at the casino either. You keep naming all these places you don't go because you're a Christian. You need to start gambling.
What?
Yeah, because she says she a Christian woman. Christians gamble. Christian, you need to go to the jazz club. Ain't but one.
What?
No, for real. Mm-hmm. You need to find out what's happening here. You saying she ain't this and all this here. You can find all this out. Now listen to this. This man is going to leave you. It's clear. He's already checked out. Now let's talk about stuff since you're a Christian woman. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to do the right thing in my marriage. But I feel like I need to leave this man in his new house. Well, before you go, Christians listen to jazz.
Show this.
Mm-hmm. Christians go to casino. I'm a Christian. I go to casino all the time.
And when?
As a Christian. I'm down there trying hard as I can to win my tithes.
Boy, stop.
Steve.
And if you get out of hand, y'all don't stop me. This is my Christianity. This is not yours.
This your walk.
And let me explain something to her. I'm just saying, this is not a suggestion. Nothing.
Hey, where this going?
Talk of crazy.
Wait, what?
I have heard. That's what I said, Carla.
But why? That's what she wants to know.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out.
Why?
I'm just going over things. I just said Christians go to casinos, don't I?
Yeah.
Didn't I just tell you that Christians also go to jazz clubs?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So now stop making your Christianity so special where you can't do nothing. You're going to sit there in this marriage let him get his house to this other woman and leave. Plus, he can't do that. Y'all been married 25 years. Even if he put the house in his name, he can't give it to this other woman. It's still yours. Uh-uh. You still get half. Listen to me. Two divorces. Mm. Had my stuff split up and chopped up every kind of way you can have it split and chopped.
Jeez.
Now, everything's going to be all right eventually.
Hmm?
Eventually, it's going to be all right.
What do you mean?
I mean, what? He ain't no good.
He's going to come around, come back?
Nah, he ain't coming around. He ain't coming back.
Well, what do you mean it's going to be all right? I'm just kidding.
Get yourself together. Go do you. Here's what I would do, lady. Clear all the money out the account.
Yes. God, dog.
Ooh-wee.
Clear it all out. Man, get it on your side.
Somebody to do that?
Yeah. Get all the money, put it on your side.
Ooh.
In case he try to leave with this other woman. You ain't gonna, you can leave, but you ain't gonna leave with these $5,000.
No, that's right.
Hate him.
Man.
And set all the furniture out. Next time he go down to the casino, have a yard sale. Put all the furniture out on the tree lawn. Sell
it. Uh-oh, bitter man. You've awakened
like
the sleeping giant.
I can't believe he's saying
it.
Yeah. Sell his clothes, too.
Burn them up.
Throw them in the swimming pool.
Mm-hmm. Waiting to exhale. Burn it.
Yeah, burn them.
I done walked in the house, seen all my stuff in the pool.
Man.
With the pool, though.
But the pool, yeah.
Not in the pool with the sleeves cut off. That's even worse. Oh, my God.
What's his name, Steve? The 69-year-old man.
Cleafus.
God, he's acting a fool.
And what's her name?
Sandra.
Cleafus?
No, not that name. No, make another name.
Jay, you don't need it.
There's certain names we can't use.
You're one of your kids.
No. They're close, though, but not in that way.
Oh, is it Sandra one of the six?
We need to go over the names we can't use.
Is that on the list?
That's on the list. It is. Oh, man. He need a do-over with the names.
Yeah. Cleveland.
Hey, man, did you ask Alex about them pictures?
Yes, I did. She didn't find him. Alex is my, I don't know what number, but yes, I did ask her.
What's going on here?
You was married to her, Jay?
All right, look, we got to get out of this letter first.
I loved Alex, man. Alex was nice.
Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.